So a very good morning to you, beloved Eagle FM listeners. You are tuned to into a special interview with the NBL's marketing director, Mr. Dries, who will be taking us through just some of the things that they have been up to, especially in regards to the creative industry, which is an industry that is really underrated in the country, and it's one of those things we like to see happening. Mr. Dries, welcome to Eagle FM.
Hi, good morning to you, Eleni, and all the listeners.
Okay. So, Mr. Dries, last night I was able to witness the launch of your continued support for the Savannah Comedy Hour, or what used to be the Comedy Hour in the beginning. So just to start off, could you briefly take us back to the beginning of this partnership and how long your company has been supporting the Savannah Comedy Hour, and what exactly inspired your decision to come on board as a sponsor for this particular venture?
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, the Comedy Hour, you know, since it's launched in 2021, it has just grown as a platform, and it became a launch pad for so many comedians in Namibia,
yes,
you know, to showcase their trade. And if you think about the Savannah brand, you know, there's such synergy with this platform. Our brand is also rooted in humor. Why? Because humor brings people together. You know, humor helps us to see the lighter side of life.
Yes.
And sometimes it just energizes us, you know, to get through what can be a difficult day. So for us, it was just a perfect fit to expand, you know, this opportunity for Namibian comedians to showcase their talent, but also for us as public, you know, to join in and to have a good laugh at ourselves and at the world at large.
No, that's amazing, especially with how the creative industry is doing currently in the country, and worse so when it comes to comedy. It's not a lot of people that you meet and you actually say someone is doing comedy as a career. So for a brand like yours to associate themselves to this, I would just like to know, from a brand's perspective, what does sponsoring a platform like Savannah Comedy Hour mean for your company, and how does it align with some of your brand values and identity?
No, it's a great question. You know, I think we believe that this sponsorship reflects what Savannah as a brand stands for.
Yes.
You know, premium experiences for our consumers, authentic engagement, telling it as it is, but also for creating unforgettable moments.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, yes, it's about enjoying a good cider, a good savvy, a good Savannah, but it's also about enjoying life together, you know, bringing people together,
yes,
and have some laughs along the way.
Yes, definitely. And I can testify to that. A lot of people came together and a lot of people had so much fun together, and it was something beautiful to see. I have attended some events in the past, comedy events in the past, but this was something brilliant to see, and it was nice to see them doing it so comfortably because of what you guys are also enabling them to do through this partnership.
Yeah, no, thanks, Eleni. You know, as I said, you know, at Savannah, we're more than just a cider.
Mm-hmm.
We are about these moments, or creating these moments that uplift, that connect and bring people together through humor. Laughter is at the heart of our brand, and that's why we proudly sponsor this Comedy Hour in Namibia, because it is a platform that celebrates local talent. It does strengthen our communities, and it does create the kind of memorable experiences,
mm-hmm,
that define the Savannah spirit, you know, but also inspires the Namibian nation.
Yes, definitely. So yesterday you mentioned something very important, and as we were chatting, you mentioned about the, you know, just having good times, being safe and all that. And obviously we know this is a beverage that has an alcohol percentage to it. So what kind of audience are you hoping to connect with through this particular sponsorship? Are there particular communities or demographics that your brand is looking to engage? Because now, let's say the Comedy Hour also brings visibility to the brand to a certain extent, right? So what are those that you are trying to connect with?
Yeah, so I think, you know, our connection is with like-minded people, people that that can go out, have a good time, socialize, enjoy themselves, but enjoy themselves responsibly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where our brand range comes in. We've got a Savannah 00 offering, and at all of our events, we really like to advocate for people to enjoy these events responsibly, and if they go out and they need to drive back home, yes, they'd rather have a 00. So responsible drinking, getting people back home to their loved ones in a safe manner, very important to us as a brand. And when people do decide, you know, that they're not driving, you know, we ask them to make use of the designated driver if they prefer to consume any other of the brands, yes, that might contain a small alcohol percentage. Or, you know, like we did last night, we will partner with other companies that can get them home safely. And last night we were very fortunate to partner with Lifa, which then offered our patrons a discounted rate to get them home. So I think responsible consumption at the heart of the brand, making sure that we bring people home safely, yes, but also bring them back, you know, to our events for another laugh.
No, that's amazing to hear, Mr. Dries. This question is a bit more for encouraging other companies, other entities like yours. Obviously, you cannot speak for them, but I would just like to know, why would you encourage other companies to invest in platforms such as the Savannah Comedy Hour or the creative industry in a nutshell?
Yeah, I think as you rightfully said, you know, I can't speak on behalf of other companies or, yes, dictate to them what to do. But I think, you know, the creative space is a very good space to invest in, to engage in. You know, we are progressing nation. We are growing. We've got a young population. And creativity is what's going to drive our growth in future.
Yes.
So the more we can invest into our people and create opportunities to grow in the space, the better for all of us.
Awesome. We are getting to the end of this interview, but I would like to know, what are your hopes for the future of this partnership and the growth of this particular show that was launched to continue yesterday, or rather last night?
Well, my hope is very simple, and it is for this platform to continue to thrive, mm-hmm, because I think if it thrives, you know, we will empower Namibians through laughter. We will bring the lighter side of life to the table, and this becomes motivating and inspiring, and it just keeps us going. It is the fuel to drive us forward as individuals and as a nation,
yes,
and may that long continue.
Okay, so we have an audience right now. People are listening from the radio, from our website, as well as from our app. I would just like to know, for those that are listening, what message would you like to share about your brand and your continued support for local entertainment with the listeners?
Well, I think, you know, last night we've clearly communicated our commitment through the sponsorship of the Comedy Hour.
Yes.
So for us right now, that is our commitment, that we will continue to explore opportunities that are relevant to our brand, that are relevant to our consumers, and that are value-adding. So, yes, so stick to the brand, stick to us, and keep smiling, because that is the most important thing. You know, let's never lose hope,
yes,
and let's stay positive, and and keep on growing together.
And you know, you said keep smiling, and I smiled right on cue. It's like someone needed to tell me how to just smile. So are there any last words you would like to say about your brand, about your initiative, perhaps how people can learn more about your brand and just stay connected to everything that you are doing and everything that you have going on?
Yeah, I think, you know, people can visit the various social media platforms. We've got a presence on most of them, but also, you know, engage with the Comedy Hour platforms. There you will find all the dates of upcoming events.
Yes.
And where you can come and join and share a good laugh with us. So, so please, I welcome you. Go on, have a look, and engage with us on those platforms. We love to hear from you and to engage with you.
Okay, and just to mention those platforms, listeners, the platforms are Savannah Comedy Hour on social media, or rather Savannah Namibia on social media. So that is where you can find the information. Thank you so much, Mr. Dries, for allowing us to have this conversation with you.
Thank you, Lenny, and thank you to you and your listeners. May you have a blessed weekend.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Okay, dear listeners, so that was an interview with Mr. Dries from the NBL, representing the Savannah Namibia, who is a sponsor of, you know, a comedy show that happens in the heart of Windhoek every month, and on some instances, they also go around the country. So if they come to your town, be sure to pitch up and have a good laugh. I can guarantee you one thing, you will have a good laugh. And from me, Hileni Inane, that's it. Until the next time you catch me on the airwaves of Eagle FM, we are going to revert back to Michael Oshoveli, who will be continuing with Unpacking the Day.